You seriously picked Capricorn? Bad choice, outsider. I have horns, hands, and hooves. You don't even have a weapon. If you try to fight me, you will surely lose. I am no mere goat deity, you see. I am Baphomet incarnate. Luckily for you, our time doesn't have to be spent in conflict. What we do together is completely up to us. Or rather, up to me. Stand up straight, adventurer. Let me get a good look at you.
I was right.
You don't seem to be a formidable foe. I would likely derive no pleasure from your defeat. So I wonder, would you make a suitable lover instead? Oh, you're surprised. The look on your face is very amusing. Yes, I'm serious. You have to do something to get through. This is a trial, you know. Defeating you wouldn't be satisfying for either of us. But your, willing surrender would please me very much. You needn't worry. I won't penetrate you. I wouldn't want to harm you in the throes of our passion. But I will guide you to orgasm another way. What say you? Are you willing to submit sexually to me in exchange for safe passage? Very well. It seems we have struck an accord. Remove your clothes, adventurer. Good. I'm going to run my hands across your tender flesh. How delightful. I do enjoy how my lightest touch makes you shiver. You are so slight compared to me. I wonder. Look up into my eyes. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever dreamed of being taken by someone much larger than you, little one? I thought so. You like feeling small, helpless, at my mercy. You enjoy how I tower over you. Massive. Powerful. Deliberate. I'm greater than your thoughts. I'm greater than your doubts. I'm greater than your fears. I'm in control, and I will keep you safely in your place. I promise. Now I'm going to reach down and grab you. I'll grip you firmly by that cute little ass of yours. Feel my strong hand envelop you as I lift you up. Let me pull you closer to me. Don't be scared. I don't seek to harm you. Remember our agreement? I seek to give you pleasure. Keep looking into my eyes. Before we begin, I have another question for you. Do you like rubbing yourself against something until you come? Don't be shy, pet. I'm asking because I want to make you feel good. You can nod your head if you want. That's what I thought. I know exactly what to do with you. Yes, I'm grabbing your ass harder on purpose. Relax. I need to lift you onto my knee. There you go. Are you comfortable here in my lap? You can touch me. I like feeling your little hands on my muscles. Your fingers entwined in my soft hair. Cool and grasping against my warm skin. Now I want you to rub yourself against my thigh. Don't be shy now. I can feel the heat between your legs. You're trembling where you're pressed against me. Are you nervous? That's okay. I can help you. I'll use my grip on your ass to move your hips. Start grinding against my knee. Follow my rhythm. Ride my leg, pet. That's right. Rub yourself harder for me. Hump my thigh like you want to come. I'm going to speed up our pace. I can hear your breathing growing more ragged. Buck your hips against me. I know you're close. Harder. Grind yourself to orgasm on my thigh. Feel me control your tiny little body. Surrender to me. I want to see the look on your face as ecstasy explodes through you. Oh, come for me now. Surrender. Come, pet. You did so well, little one. What's that? Oh, my apologies. You did very well, adventurer. Catch your breath as I massage you. Feel my big hands all over your body. Yeah, lean into me. Close your eyes. Let me rock you gently back and forth. Just like that. Unfortunately, our time together grows short. There are rules in this place. You have passed my trial. And that means we must part ways. When you open your eyes, you'll find yourself back in the room with the amber mirror. Don't tell the other monsters, but I've grown rather fond of you, little one. So keep your eyes closed as long as you like. Take your time. Just relax in my strong arms. And when you feel ready to continue your journey for the Zodiac Rune, open your eyes, adventurer.